Hello, my name is Serge Victoria. I'm the producer of the exhibition Small is Beautiful.
This show is about tiny pieces of art, I would say. How would you describe it? What are people going to see here? Because there's a lot of different artists who've all done different kinds of tiny art.
Yes, you can see many different artists here. Some is more technical, some is more ludic, some is working with many different things. And we have a picture of miniature. You have also that we have many, many scene, like a scene. It's very come to see.
Yeah, so you create little scenes, like there's a painting by Dali, and there's people in front of it, and it's called A Well-Deserved Break, and there being these tiny miniatures in front of this big picture of Dali are being fed ice cream. So this is very interesting. There's all these different layers of humor and other things.
Yes, it's very different works of different artists. Some is working with candy, some is working with pictures, some is working with also wall, some is working with many, many, many different things. Very small. You can see the most smallest thing in the world you can see here in this exhibition, Small is Beautiful.
And so is this for everybody, children, adults, anybody?
Yes, for sure. Come with the children, because children very is impressed about this exhibition. But all the public can see this exhibition. Old people, middle people, young people. It's very for all the family. Come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to come.
Hi, my name is Turk Lin. I'm passionate about visualizing thoughts and feelings.
And you are from Seattle?
Yes.
And this is a show about very small pieces of art. So what is your take on this? What did you do?
I focus on my miniature photography on the kind of thoughts and feelings people don't necessarily express, especially on social media. So they tend to be not very happy thoughts. So I use miniature figures as a little voices in my head. And all the subjects are about recent incidents or feelings I have. So I use that as my main focus for my photography series.
So for instance, here we have a photo of what looks like would be downtown Seattle. And then here on your desk, we have the elements that forces what it looks like the Flatiron Building in New York is actually a book partially open. So how did this come together?
Yes, this picture is sort of to commemorate the first time I visited my publisher when I had my first book. And their office, the Rizzoli office, was right next to this building. I remember that day was such a sunny spring day, so I wanted to use this kind of lighting and using book as a way to commemorate that very special memory for me.
So what you do in terms of miniaturing is you take miniature things to create the scene, and then you photograph it, and then it looks like it's full size.
Yes, my goal is not necessarily about creating a very realistic kind of world, but it's more about juxtaposing imagination onto desktops.
So for instance, we have a picture of trees out through some window, and then we have on the desk, we have trees.
I'm very happy that the organizer recreated my studio or my apartment in Seattle. So this is actually a one-to-one scale of the window in my apartment. And this is exactly where I shoot my pictures. This is the only corner that sunlight comes in.
So it's not just any trees. These are the trees you see when you look out your window.
Yes, this is exactly my apartment.
You a fan of Edward Hopper?
Yes, I'm a big fan of his work. And this picture here, the Nighthawks, obviously one of his most iconic pictures. And I use this frame with this masterpiece to depict my advertising life where everybody works very late at the end of the day. Coworkers, we go downstairs to the pub to talk and drink to unwind the day. So I use this very iconic picture to tell the same story.
I was looking at it, it looked pretty normal to me, and then I saw the pencils. I'm not going to say anything, but you have to come see the pencils.
Yes, I get that a lot. People typically see the picture and notice what it is, and then it took them a few seconds to realize, oh, it is not what I thought it is.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.